something interesting happened. I was up, you know, I'm up in Taipei. It's the second day. I'm going home event, you know, later on, excuse me, toward the evening. And Lahi didn't make the finals. There's no way he was going to make the finals. I mean, he'd have to compete with professionals and coaches, and it's just there was no way that Lahi was going to make the finals. So, Lahi's he went off to some other part of the city and decided to skate there. And I was skating at one of my favorite skate spots in Taipei in the morning. And, you know, there's no one there. Big skate competition. Everyone from all around Taiwan is up there. And I found one of the big skate spots and no one's at it. You know, why? Because they're all sleeping from the party of the night before. So I decide that I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to stick at the competition to just take photographs of BMXers when all my skate buddies disappeared. You know, the kids that won first, second, third place, when they're all gone. I'm not going to go, you know, take my time with that. I'm going to go find my buddy. He didn't place, but he's off skating somewhere else. So I did. I go find him. And as it turns out, I mean, so many things developed and followed after that. One of the guys from down here in the South, Tainan, 4.5 hours away, had randomly decided to go up to Taipei because he knew that Lahi and I were up there. And so, he went up by himself for the first time in his life. I mean, he'd never traveled on his own to Taipei before. I mean, it was a first encounter with the big city. And he wanted to go do it because he didn't want to sit home on the couch watching his friends out there do something. He went out, he stepped out, and he went after it, and he did it. So he shows up, and we make a whole, you know, we make videos. Another kid that I've just seen through Instagram was skating at one of these spots that I'd already touched base with twice. Like, we'd said hi for the first time in person. I did a video with him. That's coming out. This week, there's a video of a kid wearing red pants. He's got these. It looked like a red Dickies work pants. So people like to skate in Dickies because they're strong and durable. Skating is like working. You're scraping a lot on the pants. So had a chance to make a great skate video with this kid. Talk to another kid who's American. What else happened? Met another guy that was, you know, another friend that was up visiting. Like we were all from Tainan, and then all three of us, you know, meet together up in Taipei. Checked out two different street skate spots. So a lot of amazing things happened in that as a result of deciding to not stay on the couch. You know, Lahi could have decided to go home. Okay, I didn't qualify. I'm just going to go home back to Taiwan. He didn't. He stayed and he skated. You know, I could have stayed at my comfortable skate spot and not seen him early in the afternoon. I could have decided to just try to take photos and be Mr. Photographer, but I didn't. I went and found the other kids that were taken out of qualifications. All right. And just so much happened. New conversations. Making new friends. What one guy walks up to me, he says, were you in that one YouTuber's video in that one time? Like he was doing this and you were that, is that you? I'm like, yeah, that was me. He's like, really? You know him? I'm like, I, you know, my YouTuber buddy is my buddy because we've changed each other's lives. We're personal friends. That's how it started. I didn't know him as a YouTuber. You know, he was one of the athletes training with Lahi for Olympics and came to town. And I'm like, okay, I'll say hi to Lahi's friend. And, you know, he has a celebrity shyness toward the public. But, you know, we slice through that and just it's as if we were friends in a previous life or something. So we got to be friends, and we have a very real, very painfully honest friendship. And so on account of that, we're good friends. So, I explained that, like, you know, this is, you know, we're real friends, we're real people. And the kid goes, I didn't know he was like that. I was like, he is. Why do you think he's grand champion? He wants real friendship with people. He wants, you know, if you've got a problem, he'll tell you your problem. He himself wants to be better. He doesn't get hung up on what you did wrong to him. He wants to focus on what he needs to do, not on what you need to do to him. He's not going to get diplomat of the year, but he'll because he's busy trying to get skater of the year. They have different things. You can only be so awesome in so many different ways. And he wants to be awesome in skating, not an awesome at smiling at people. You can't do both. So many people are all touchy. Well, he's not nice. Okay. Does he send his kids to college? Does he make sure his children know how to generate money, or does he just punch the time clock so that his children won't be able to get independent from the man? Does he know how to start a new company so that we're not all dependent on, whatever big companies are controlling things of the week? Are you making stuff work, or are you sitting trying to smile at everybody while you're on the sinking Titanic? What are your goals? Now, in the end, all of us get nicer. We want to be more polite, but politeness is secondary. It's the success in the work. Oh, I'm getting a very important phone call, but I'm going to have to decline it. I'm going to put it on. I'm going to just leave it. I'm going to let it ring. I'm going to go. I'm not going to answer it. I've got to let it go because this guy I greatly respect, but I can't talk now because I'm in the middle of a podcast. But I will call him back sometime later. Here, I'll tell you what. I'll put it on silent mode in case I get a ring again. Now that it's done, it's a ringing. But actually, it's interesting because the guy calling me he's a bit of a mover and a shaker. And anyhow, I went up to Taipei. I didn't have money for the trip. I'm almost out of my food budget for the week. Like, I don't have plans. I don't have money plans for the next week. I could have easily said, nope, I can't afford to go to Taipei. I want to have my comfortable financial margin of error. I'm like, screw that. I'm not here to have a comfortable margin of error. I'll go a week without eating if I need to. I'm going to be up there for the championship. I'm going to step out. I'm going to go places. And it's that kind of stuff, stepping forward, moving out, going forward when it's inconvenient. You do that, people will be drawn and attracted to you. People will want to go where you are if you're stepping out and doing things, looking at things, seeing things. So I'm not here in Taiwan so that I can eat and go to the bathroom. I'm here to see the Taiwanese and meet the Taiwanese. And so I'm talking to new people, you know, like the kid we did the video with. I walked up and I'm like, you, skate video now. Now, he's also a bit of a rising video maker. He goes, now? You want to do a skate video with me? I'm like, yes, we're doing it. You can do it. He goes, okay. I'm like, you got tricks you can land? Yeah. So he's got quite the impressive lineup, especially considering he's only been skating for 8 months. My goodness, he's got tricks a lot of people can't land after 2 years. And it's insane. It's intense. Other people that have opportunities that have resources you need, and you're the resource that they need. You need each other. They will come find you only if you're moving forward on mission. They will not come find you if you are not on mission. Don't chase comfort. Your mission is not to have a margin of safety error all around you. You don't want a safety margin. You need to be on mission. And if you do that, the resources will come to you.